A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
What can you expect in the markets today? Well, let's get the bigger picture from Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Oenda. Happy New Year, Stephen. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Ryan. Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, quite a lot of things to talk about today, Stephen. Let's talk about what the market sentiment is right now that we're seeing overnight on Wall Street. Of course, that close in the green. The Dow is up about 100 points. But what's worth noting is the space of small caps, the Russell 2000 index. That is really taking off overnight, 1.8% up. And traditionally, small caps are among the more risky stuff. So do you see that as a sign of confidence that investors are coming back?
Well, let's keep in mind here, we're coming from a really deep, deep rut patch where we've had all negatives, and we've finally got some positives coming to light, unbelievably. Obviously, the Fed's pivot to a softer tone, more accommodating to the market concerns about the current equity market meltdown, is really helping. But now we're getting more positive overtones from U.S.-China trade negotiations. I think you put those two facts together, and it leading down a more optimistic road for investors. And obviously, bargain hunters are coming in and taking the more riskier assets. We're not only seeing investors come back into the Russell, but we're also seeing them coming back into more riskier currency assets. In Malaysia, we're starting to see demand in Indonesia. So this is a sign that risk is coming back to life again, and this is quite positive for the markets.
Talking about China, Stephen, trade talks are ongoing in Beijing between US and China, and it seems like the market's on edge, waiting for any positive news to pop higher. Yesterday, we had the surprise appearance by Liu He, which is a top Chinese official.
I think there's two things here, okay? We know China economic data has just been horrible, and it's really being driven by this tariff war because banks are very reluctant to lend, and also companies are very reluctant to put capital back into the company because they're very uncertain about what's going on in the future. Now, on the opposite side of the equation, the U.S. economy appears to be rather insulated from trade wars, but if we look at the equity markets, and this is what President Trump really gauges his ratings on, they've been melting quite significantly over the last 90 days. So I think both parties are equally convinced that they have to get something done. I think Trump wants to see global equity markets higher, well, especially the U.S. equity markets higher, while China really wants to stop the economic bleeding that they're going through right now. Right now, they've been trying to make some adjustments through tax and some adjustments through monetary policies to right the ship. But I think solving the trade war would go a long way to soothing that market sentiment.
We'll have to wait till tonight when the ongoing trade talks conclude to find out if there's any progress. Stephen Innes, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Oenda, is on the line with us. Stephen, talking about stimulus measures in China, we just had the triple R cut, the reserve requirement ratio was cut last Friday. So that put about $100 billion worth of liquidity in the market. Can we expect more stimulus measures coming from China this year, especially in view of the slowdown that we might see?
I think so. I think people are probably underestimating this current RR cut also, and the fact that just by the timing, it's usually we get an injection around the Lunar New Year to make sure there's sufficient funds to carry forward. But there's actually more injected than the market really was expecting, which is a positive thing. I think there's two fronts here. I think what we have to watch is the economic data coming out of China leading up to the Lunar New Year. This suggests to me that if the data runs, we could see some longer-term stimulus applied to the market. Not short-term stimulus, because the PBOC tends to be shying away from that in the sense that they don't want to have an immediate influence over currency, make it sound like they're overtly easing, and that would weaken the yuan. I think they want to keep the yuan quite stable. And on the other side of the equation, we'll have more fiscal, likely more tax cuts. So I think the combination of both those, markets are anticipating that because we can see demand not only coming back to commodity currencies because of the soothing of the U.S.-China trade tensions, but also in the anticipation of more stimulus coming out of China over the next 3 to 6 months.
One data point to watch out for is the GDP from the fourth quarter for China. That will be out at the middle of the month. The market consensus right now is about 6.5%. So a bit on the low side in, I guess, the larger context of things. Looking at what's happening with Apple, Stephen, last week it cut its sales outlook. And this morning, Samsung is the latest to wave a red flag. It's saying it's going to be expecting a decline in quarterly operating profit for the first time in 2 years. So, Stephen, is this a sign of what we can expect in the upcoming earnings season? A bit of disappointment.
Yeah, I think that's what we're starting to realize. And I think investors are also getting a little bit cautious and pulling back some of their expectations. I still don't believe we're completely out of this bearish market. I think the market is looking for opportunity to sell equities again, and that the first sign of either U.S. economic weakness or some tumult from one of the big tech companies, we could probably see the equity market sink. We're seeing this play out. Hedges on other assets, such as gold, remains a very much a defensive trade because of possible meltdown in equity markets, and that still remains strong. So that tells me that investors are still quite nervous about the prospects of equity markets going forward.
Good point, Stephen. So a lot of investors I speak with right now are a bit stuck with what to do right now. They are wondering, is this a good time to buy more, or should they be cutting their portfolios because all of them have been hit over the past year?
Yeah, you know, obviously there's good times, there's bargain hunting, and obviously you don't want to go all in and invest everything at the one time. I think dipping into the waters right now after such a huge tumult, especially if we take the Federal Reserve at face value that they will continue to keep rates on an even pace. In other words, if the economy runs at the current level, they're going to be conscious of equity markets and probably pause well into 2019. So this is a good thing. I think this is very, very reassuring. And I think we're also going to see similar tack taken on from other global central banks, which is going to keep money quite loose. And I think this is going to be supportive for equity markets. Now, it's difficult to predict, and this is the biggest question that everyone's really talking about right now. But we've come a long way. We're starting to see central banks throughout the world try to make adjustments on their policy. And generally, history tells us these policy adjustments tend to work. If we look back at 2015, when the U.S. was going through similar bouts of upheaval, the Fed delayed a Fed hike until December 2016, and that soothed the market sentiment and it righted the ship again. So perhaps we're going to see another positive outcome because of more dovish central bank leans.
All right, a lot of things to look out for in the next few months to come. Thank you so much, Stephen. Have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, Stephen Ennis, Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Oando, with us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.